You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, traveling this morning to Springfield for the Illinois Specialty Crops Conference. We'll talk to you from there this afternoon during the closing market report. But yesterday, I caught up with Greg Ginder and asked him a few questions about the St. Louis area. He works for FC Stone and has been a guest on our Commodity Week program, has appeared on some of our Will Ag Outlook panels, especially down in the Belleville area a couple of times. Looking forward maybe to having some of those in the future. By the way, if you'd like to have our Ag Outlook panels come to one of your events or be your event, you can give me a call at 217-333-9697 or here at the radio station at 217-333-7300. Be glad to set that up for the winter months or email me at tgleason@illinois.edu. Now, Greg, let's talk a little bit about the St. Louis area and the floodwaters and what impact that really has. I know you now, of course, work for FC Stone as a broker, but you've had a former life where you worked along the river in the terminal system. Can you tell me what problems it creates?
Sure, yeah. A lot of what typically happens in the St. Louis Harbor is just about the high water, and given that the Illinois side is typically a little bit more it's affected a little bit more by the rising tide, given the Missouri side has a much higher flood wall. The record for the St. Louis Harbor in 93 was about 49 and a half, almost 50 feet. So recently we got up north of 42, 43 feet, and generally above 40 feet. A lot of the barge loaders basically pull a lot of their mechanical equipment, trying to get it out of the way of the rising tide. So they were starting on Monday, and I believe that was the 28th of December, all loading operations basically ceased on the Illinois side of the river. So what you have is basically kind of it's just a halt, you know, in the pipeline. So there's no grain being received, there's no grain going out. More people are kind of concerned on ground piles or equipment or roads or just general logistics. So yeah, and typically that happens about 40 foot high water stage in the St. Louis Harbor. And you know, they have had high water everywhere, upper and lower Illinois, down into the Memphis, Cairo, up the Ohio River. It was just the water that or rain that came through around the December 25th, 26th Christmas weekend was quite substantial, and it basically made its way right up the Illinois River, almost all the way up to Chicago, and then followed through east, covering Indiana, Ohio. So you had a lot of issues with high water, rising water, fast currents. It basically restricts barges as far as flow back and forth, and in the situations where the rise is fast enough, you know, harbors will just shut down entirely, and that's basically what happened in St. Louis over the last week and a half.
And then, of course, movement begins to happen. I think I saw, and we're discussing this on Wednesday afternoon, that larger horsepower tugs should be able to begin to move at this point.
Yeah. Well, given that it's all kind of a function of, you know, how quickly the water will recede, you know, that 35 to 40 foot level is typically where everybody starts getting into a situation where they start wondering, you know, what to do next. But these water levels have receded quite quickly. So, I mean, it was a situation where we didn't have to really worry about a sustainable period where we didn't have loading available. The larger tugs that were bringing in smaller tows, which would be empties for the loaders whenever they got an opportunity to load it, and then they would take the full ones back down. But it appears to me that today being the fifth, they have started loading today, and some of the locations will wait until tomorrow and maybe even Thursday of this week to really start up operations. And that could be due to, roads being out, having to pump out pits, things of that nature. So, I mean, well, I would say starting today, we're starting to get back to a more normal business atmosphere in the St. Louis Harbor.
Okay, so do the bids ebb and flow with the rise of the river very much, and how does that happen?
Typically, what happens in these kind of shutdowns is you get a real quick pop. You get a lot of people covering in their positions and doing things to kind of get themselves even, because it's the uncertainty that they're basically trying to get away from. And we saw that not yesterday, but the Monday before. And you had basically a Gulf value that was about anywhere from 7 to 10 cents higher on beans and as much as 5 cents higher on corn, just with people trying to kind of cover in their positions and get some sort of I guess you would say a substitute for the pipeline that they were going to be out of. And with these interruptions, you basically have a hole in your logistics. You have to fill from other places, whether it be the Ohio River or south of Cairo in the Memphis area, where they will just try to buy more grain down there to try to patch the hole together. Fortunately or unfortunately, however we look at it, basis levels were good, I guess, going through last week, but this week you kind of see them returning back to levels that we were at before all the high water. So, but long term, I mean, it's kind of supportive, because you still have that, you still have this gap, you still have a hole, you still have restricted movement that basically slows all the logistics. And January typically is a pretty big logistical moving period for the St. Louis Harbor and really river transportation in general. So it is, I believe it to be still supportive, with the board being where that it's at, and farmer movement being somewhat slow. It offers an opportunity for at least supported to better basis levels.
And do you see export demand waning at all? For corn, that is, or soybeans?
It is slow. I mean, it is, but I wouldn't say it is unusually slow, I guess you would say. It is a direct relationship to the U.S. dollar and board prices. So, I mean, the dollar just keeps kind of putting us into a position where it becomes more difficult and more difficult to make sales into the world market. If we could get a little bit of a reprieve on this bullish dollar, then we could probably see some more business be done. But the export business in general is about what we expected. It's about on line with what the USDA is expecting or predicting. So it's not terribly offline from what we had originally believed.
Did you make any note of the Argentine business at the end of the year once they opened up the gates there to a more market economy?
It certainly was. It certainly was interesting. I don't know that I've seen personally any, let's just call it a tidal wave, as what I was being previously told. But it does. It certainly does relax the farmer's ability to sell into the open market, where they were previously kind of holding on to their commodities as a hedge against their currency, with the uncertainty that they didn't really know what to expect next out of their currency.
Thanks so much, Greg. I appreciate you being with us.
All right, thank you very much.
Greg Ginder, of course, is with FC Stone. He's in St. Louis, or that area, actually in Chesterfield, Missouri. Joins us here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Todd Gleason.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.